And the right view that leads to release, it says, is super mundane. But would that also include...
What about right view about reality is, yeah, and would it also not lead to super mundane?
Yes.
One of the worldly right view, I remember, is that belief in parents exist also, right?
It means...
I mentioned that also. Yeah. When I read it at first, I thought, why have to this? It have to be a right view, I mean, believe in parents exist. I mean,
it left out the meaning that the goodness of parents,
goodness,
not
of
just
parents.
Parents. Yeah.
Because some people have tendency to think, yeah, so what? They didn't intend me to be born, you know.
But they brought us up.
Yes, some people have that tendency to think like that.
In the Bojanga Samyutta, when it comes to concentration as an enlightenment factor, it mentions two conditions for it. One, the sign of calm or serenity, and one, the sign of non-distraction or non-dispersal. And then the commentary adds 10 more factors like personal cleanliness, balance of faculties, skill in sign, etc., etc. And the Satipatthana Sutta adds an 11th, reflecting on the jhanas and deliverances. Here, is it just referring to concentration as a bojanga factor for those who have attained jhanas?
To panya with that degree of concentration. It's not easy to understand calmness right now when just very few moments of kusala citta arises, only 7 times. But when panya knows more and understands more, can calm appear? Because there is more kusala with panya. So when it's vipassana jnana, the samadhi and vipassana appear together.
Right, they're yoked together. So then some of the characteristics of calm and non-distraction are apparent to panya.
With panya, together.
With panya. Why does the commentary mention the 10 further factors, starting with personal cleanliness, some like balance of faculties?
Condition before. The conditions for the arising of vipassana jnana.
Personal cleanliness, balance of faculties, skill and sign, exerting, restraining, gladdening the mind, looking on with equanimity at the right time, avoiding unconcentrated people, associating with concentrated people, right resolution. And then the 11th that the Satipatthana Sutta adds is reflecting on jhanas and deliverances. Working back, the 11th one, reflecting on jhanas and deliverances, for those who have developed jhana only?
Whatever.
And avoiding unconcentrated people, what does this mean?
I think it is the nature of those who develop Satipatthana. They know who's who.
That's mentioned in Visuddhimagga, that's 10 things I remember.
Yes.
It's about to develop jhana, and then the sila jhana, and then panya. This section was in jhana section, right, in Visuddhimagga.
Right, but here...
Avoid marketplace, avoid intersection or something, to play for, you know, develop concentration jhana.
Right.
To have a kind of panya to choose which one you like associate with, or where, or which place you should sit down and doing samadhi or something.
Is this the same as the impediments?
The condition for samadhi I mentioned in Visuddhimagga
in the section on the development of samatha, but in that case these are the impediments to jhana. But I think, as Jantu Chin was saying the other day, actually what's important is the right understanding of calm, and then as samatha is developed, will one be messing around in the marketplace? So I think it's through understanding this is what follows naturally. But here we're talking about not the development of jhana, but these are the enlightenment factors. So here it is samadhi or right concentration as an enlightenment factor, and these factors are different, although there may be some overlap. So here when it says that the two conditions for right concentration here, one sign of calm, sign of non-distraction, it's not referring to jhana.
I think when they mention to cover entirely every possible way for both jhana and non-jhana path, I mean, so for to literally cover both would attain jhana and regular non-jhana enlightened person. They usually cover it all up.
Well, that was my question, whether it was referring particularly to those who have developed jhanas, but I understand from Ajahn's answer that this isn't so, because it's just for anyone, even dry insight attainers.
That's what
at
I think
moments
of
vipassana jnana, calm is yoked with insight, so it's not referring here to jhana. Not all these conditions are for all those who develop the bhujangas.
I think that the factors for pochanka must be understanding everything. And when we read about one word, and as Kunnum said, it covers other things too, that we have to read with understanding.
Earlier, did you say that reference to the characteristic of samadhi appearing is due to it arising in succession many moments?
Usually it arises with kusala citta, but when it's not strong, its characteristic does not appear. But when it goes along with panya, panya is clearer and samadhi is clearer, and other things become pala and practice of enlightenment.
So this is reference to one moment?
We don't talk about one moment. From moment to moment. Can you have only one moment here and no more?
But would that be at the more developed level of Sanyatana, the samadhi?
Right.
I think it's at all the vipassana jnanas, then samatha and vipassana are yoked.
Right.
So that characteristic of calm is clear.
But when in the suttas it talks about the monk who develops insight yoked to samatha, is that not a reference to insight with samatha as basis? I mean, that's something different, isn't it?
Samatha and?
Well, when we talk about insight with jhana as basis, that is something different again, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. For those who have jhana. Otherwise, how can it be the base for vipassana?
And when we say only for those with mastery of jhana, I think there are degrees of mastery, so it actually means with full mastery, because I think you've said before that even the person who has first jhana has mastery of a degree.
The development of satipatthana is to become detached to everything, even the jhana. So it's not that I intend to have jhana so that I have vipassana, understanding jhana. That's impossible. Yeah. So it depends on skill. If that person is not skilled, or if he is skillful, no desire to have it. Otherwise, it hinders again.
So it depends on the degree of skill.
And it depends on whether it arises or not. Even just a slight wishing for it hinders instantly.
And when it refers to the mastery, this is the one who is fully skilled or partially skilled?
Certainly, yeah.
Fully.
Because even the person who has attained jhana, but at moment of being aware of an object, if there is desire to have jhana, it's not the path.
Not skilled in it.
So jhana must be natural to
them? Natural, very natural, without any wish or expectation. So that then can be the detachment from everything. Otherwise it's there, before or after.
And are you familiar with this phrase about the person with dry insight who attains arahatship? It is as if the stream were cut with much force when he reaches the other side, is tired via kilamati, that the one who has developed jhana, or jhana is used as a base, is not tired. Are you familiar with this via kilamati?
What does it mean?
I don't know.
I think visit Manga also they mentioned difficulty in attainment enlightenment in different ways, some with jhana, some without jhana, some with ease, some very difficult, some very easy.
Here is the phrase Viya Kilamati, is tired, is not tired. For that's how it's translated, for the dry insight worker is tired and the one with jhana not tired.
What does it mean?
It means it's more difficult. It requires more effort, sort of conventionally speaking, for a dry insight worker to attain magga and phala. But for jhana, it seems so easy compared. He doesn't feel, I don't know.
For one, it's highly skilled and highly skillful, jhana probably easier for them.
Do you mean the four ways? สุขาปฏิปทาคิปปาพิญญาสุขาปฏิปทาทันทาพิญญาทุกขาปฏิปทาคิปปาพิญญาทุกขาปฏิปทาทัน This one
It's mentioning commenting a little more in detail between difficult and fast difficult and slow easy and fast easy and slow something
That's just different How do you come across this one about tired and not tired
Yeah, that's the meaning in that too.
Meaning?
Yeah, in the same context.
I see, you mentioned this as well.
Yeah.
Okay. And also usually Pachavekana, I only know it as referring to the reviewing consciousness after Margampala Chittas. And then I came across this phrase Pachavekata, meaning consider, and as in here, consider Pachavekata means observe the practice, develop insight into the three characteristics, namely that the formations are impermanent, misery and no self. And this was said at the time of instruction as an admonition for her and other bhikkhunis and teris. Here, Pachavekata, is it referring to Pachavekana or does it have another meaning of just develop understanding.
I think that when we study the teachings, we forget about the common meaning of the language.
Yes.
Right. It's like any daily life, even in Thai language.
Yeah.
The daily meaning means one thing, but we also use that term to explain.
Or some special ones. So here it just means consider.
Yes.
There was a funny little discussion we had on the list about the sound of the tape recorder or the sound of the radio. We know that outside sounds are conditioned by temperature only. That in this case, the sound of the tape recorder, one would say it's conditioned by the cheetahs that did the speaking or recording.
Which cheetahs?
The cheetah is there.
The cheetah's not there. The people say, oh, but if there were no cheetahs that created the sound, then there would be. But of course, this is like one could say it for all sorts of rulers.
Is temperature the only condition for these rulers?
Is the citta there? Is the kamma there? Is the ahara there?
No.
Maybe temperature has a wider meaning than we think and understand.
But temperature is temperature.
Yeah, in the end, if you come down to electricity, is also temperature, whatever, it's all temperature. But and we're thinking in terms of them being separate, different aspects in the conventional reality. So there must be different, there must be more, I think.
Like the sound of drum and the sound of violin and the sound of...
It's still temperature.
Yeah. Right. I mean, if you talk about, for example, the visible object or the sound out there, it's just only conditioned by temperature. But the sound of the voice now, there's so many conditions involved, it's much more complex. So it's hard to accept sometimes it's just temperature only. But no.
What else can it be?
Exactly.
Temperature means energy or something.
What's energy again?
Yeah.
Electricity is also applied, I mean, meaning the temperature, same. It's a current.
Okay. Okay, this is something that's very difficult for me to understand in detail. We always say that the Patisandhi, Bhavanga and Chutichitas have the same object. And yet we read in the Sudhimagga that dying consciousness, Chutichita, can have a past object. But a Patisandhi Chitta can have a present object. So the rebirth consciousness can have three kinds of objects, but the Chutichita can only have past object or Navatipa. So this is the first question. I understand the logic, but doesn't it seem strange that on the one hand we say they must have the same object, but we can refer to the Patisandhi Chitta as having present object, but we can't refer to the Chutichita as having present object?
Why not?
Because it says in the text that we can only refer to it having a past object, past or Navatipa.
What do we call present at moment of Chittas before death?
So, for example, let's say sound.
Because
or
it's not thinking about Kamma. It's moment of experiencing that particular object. And that particular object is the object of Chitta before death. So when Patisandhi Chitta arises, it has the same. Like the Manodavara can have the same object as the sensor.
Yes. So let's say, for example, that those last Jhavana Chittas have a present object. Then the Patisandhi Chitta has, I would have thought we would call it a present object because it's the same. And I would have thought that the Chutichitta at the end of that life, one would say it has same present object.
Mm-hmm. Or just same object.
Same object.
Yeah.
But in the Visuddhimagga, what I would have said before reading all these details is that we could say that that following Patisandhi Chitta and the following Bhavangas and Chutichitta have present object by way of Navatipa.
Just but the same object.
Just the same object.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's more useful to say just same object.
Mm-hmm. Especially when it cannot be known.
But it says that the Chutichitta can't have
different objects.
Can't have present object.
Can have different object.
That's all we can say. Okay. So when it says though that the last Jhavanas can have present object, but the Chutichitta can only have a past object.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's very confusing.
Mm.
Very detailed and very confusing.
Is it misinterpretation?
I don't think so, because I also read it in another commentary in the Samala Vinodini.
I'm a little confused. The Chutichitta doesn't have the same object as the Jhavana preceding it.
No. Mm-hmm. It has the same as the Bhavangas
and the
Patisandhi preceding
that
it, the same mm-hmm. life, yes. In this case, Navatipa is only used in the case of Rupa Jhana and Rupa Jhana.
Maybe it's talking in terms of the next life, that the Chutichitta had that past object. The next life will have the present object. Mm-hmm. Would it be that?
Because what confused me is I would have said that if it is a present object in those last Jhavana Chittas, then in the next life it will still be present object.
Which means the same object.
Same object. So maybe we say same and forget. Mm-hmm. So it's quite confusing.
But is the object of this life is the same object of the Chutichitta of this life?
Which hasn't come yet.
No, so nothing before Chutichitta of this life will be the same object of the next life, but
yes,
not the same object of the
yes
last life.
Patisandhicitta or Chutichitta?
Chutichitta.
Of this life
will be the same object of the next life.
The Patisandhicitta of this life, what's the object of Patisandhicitta of this life?
Patisandhicitta of this life was
the
same
aramana
object
of the Chutichitta of this life. What is the aramana of Chutichitta of this life?
Chavana, the last one.
Chavana of last life. the jhāvana of last life is the same object as patisanti, this life. We talk about present object, but so it's obviously not an object of, say, visible object.
What I have a question about is we say that, for example, visible object, which is seen now through eye sense, appears to the first mind or process which follows the same visible object by way of Navatava. So I had thought that it was in exactly like how do the Pachavekana cheetahs experience the defilements that have fallen away or Nibbana by Navatava. And I had thought that the present object experienced by those last jhāvanas is experienced by the following Patisandhi and Bhavangas. I thought it was in the same way by Navatava.
Just the same.
Just the same object. So then when I read that it's only said to be Navatava when it refers to the jhāna cheetahs, I found that difficult to understand.
Because the aramana of jhāna is the Navatava. Exactly. When we don't talk about the akasa and the neva samyana samyajatana, we have doubt because we think that all namas and rupas have fallen away. So how can that be the present? But actually, it means the present before death. It doesn't mean that it keeps on to be present all the time.
But I think it's just the same characteristic. And what about, for example, in the case of the Buddha or the great disciples who could recall past cheetahs or others' cheetahs or whatever? Again, it's the characteristic. Could we say this is by way of Navatava?